Good morning.
It's good to be with you all today, wherever you're at. We hope that you're well, and we hope and pray that you've come to worship with us in spirit and in truth, because Jesus tells us that's the type of worshipers that God is seeking. We've got your pictures of so many people that have sent in your pictures pinned to the pews this morning. You probably can't see it, but it is good to look out and see you, our church members, here today. As we worship, I want you to open your hearts and your minds to Jesus. Lift your hearts to him today. Give him everything that's going on with you. Don't allow yourself to just simply be anxious. The Bible tells us to be anxious for nothing. And Jesus says, what good does it do to worry? You can't do anything about it. But trust in God and believe that he'll take care of you. Let's go to the Lord now in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're able to gather once again and to give you glory and praise today. Father, as we worship you in our hearts today, we ask that you look at us, that you examine us, Father, and help us to examine ourselves before you. Lord, you are great. There is none like you, and we are excited to be in your presence once again. So, Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you touch lives in a mighty way through this broadcast today. And, Father, may you reach out and touch these people that are so in need of the Master's touch once again. These things we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I have a reading for you from Psalm 119. The earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love. Teach me your statutes. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. Your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Let your steadfast love comfort me according to your promise to your servant. Let your mercy come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth, and it stands fast. By your appointment they stand today, for all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours. Save me, for I have sought your precepts. As you ponder those words from the psalmist today, I want you to sing with us the song, We Believe. In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and there is only one foundation, we believe. In this broken generation, when all is dark, you help us see. There is only one salvation. We believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And he's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that he conquered death. We believe in the resurrection. And he's coming back again. We believe. Let our faith be more than anthems. Greater than
and the songs we sing. In our weakness and temptation, we believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again.
Let the lost be found and the dead be raised in the here and now. Let love invade, let the church live out. Our God will save, we believe, we believe. And the gates of hell will not prevail, for the power of God has torn the veil. And we know your love will never fail. We believe, we believe.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. We believe. We believe.
And all God's people said, amen. We do believe in all these things that we just sang about. And in believing, we are accepted as children of God because we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe that He is the Son of God. We believe that He is the only way of salvation for sinful man. There is no other. Only through Jesus can we come to the Father. The God Himself, we believe that. Listen from the Gospel of John, what Jesus says. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Peace I leave you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. It is the duty of every Christian to love. That is our greatest aspiration. That is our greatest gift to the world. And that is our greatest gift to God the Father and to His Son Jesus, is to love with all of our heart, unreservedly, and to help every chance that we get. Tell people the good news. Here at Vine Grove Baptist Church, we believe that it is imperative that we tell people the good news about salvation through Jesus Christ. This next song is called A New Hallelujah. I encourage you to sing along with us. Can you hear?
There's a new song breaking out from the children of freedom. Every race and every nation, sing it out, sing a new hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let us sing love to the nations, bringing hope of the grace that has freed us. Make him known and make him famous. Sing it out, sing a new hallelujah.
Yeah.
Arise, let the sun arise. Let the church arise. Let love reach to the other side. Song reaching out with a new hallelujah. Every son and every daughter, everyone sing a new hallelujah.
Thank you, folks. That was great. You know, as God continues to bless us, that should encourage us as individual Christians to bless one another. We need to be a blessing to each other. We need to remember that that individual that is connected to our life is important in our life. And we should be a blessing to those around us. Be a blessing to the world, not a hindrance. God has blessed us in so many different ways. He's given us so much. Now, for my members, I've only got about a third, I think, of the pictures, or less than that. I need you to send me a picture of you. Everybody has my cell number, and all you have to do is just text your picture to me. Send that picture through email. I tell you what, send it to secretary@vgbc.net. secretary@vgbc.net, and we'll print the pictures out, and I'll be putting them in a pew. Now, let's say that sitting out there thinking, you know, I really don't have a church home. I really don't have a place to go when this virus has been taken care of. Well, yes, you do. Send me your picture. I will put it in a pew. I'll have your picture. I'll put your name on your picture. And I promise you, when you come, I'll give you your picture and exchange that picture for the real you. You do have a church home at Vine Grove Baptist Church. And from our heart, we say it this way: whoever you are, come as you are, whenever you can. And the interesting thing about that, we mean it. We are a family. We are a part of the family of God. Now, during this trying time that we're all in, we have a lot of our members, a lot of folks that you have on your heart for prayer. There's a lot of situations going on in family. I'm going to mention some of those to you. And I want you to lift these people to the Lord in prayer. Just say, Lord, I don't know what the situation is, but I want to remember these folk. I want you to touch their life in a special way. See, I don't know what to ask for anybody. I really don't. I know people tell me, say, will you pray for me in this area? Well, what if praying for you in this area is not where God intends, how he intends to fix you or to take care of you? So I will pray for you, but asking God to intervene in whatever it is that needs to be done within your life, whether it is healing, whether it's deliverance, whether it's to find that kind of peace that surpasses all understanding. God said, I'll give it to you. You know what our problem is? We don't ask. It's sort of like being married. Gentlemen, ladies, I don't care how long you've been married, you cannot read their mind. Now, they think you should. I'm talking about a husband's think, well, you should have known what I was thinking. Wives say, well, you should have done that. I thought about telling you to do that 15 years ago. That's called life. That's reality. Allow God to bless your life. Let's look at these. First of all, Wendy Chitwood, a beautiful member of our church, her and her sister, Elaine Richardson. Elaine, I think, is the head of the caregiving for her parents. But, folks, I know the feeling of dealing in caregiving. And when you're taking care of your parents and the pain that you will go through and the hurt and the agony because you want what is best for them. You lift Elaine to the Lord in prayer. And Miss Wendy, please, Norman, Patricia McCoy, God bless you. I get to talk with Norman once or twice a week and have prayer with him. And any other time that we have anything to say to one another, I lift you all, Brother Norman, to the Lord in prayer. And I know that you're well watched after also by your kids. Your kids, as I told your daughter the other day, your kids have done you proud. What a blessing to have family that really cares. Lovell Cottrell, a lot don't know this, but Miss Lovell had a fall on the outside, and her face is black and blue and eyes swollen. And one of the farm gates won that particular battle. But she is healing well, doing well. She is at home. And Miss Lovell, I love you to death. Appreciate your love for your church family, for your Lord, and for your pastor. Claude Kittard and Miss Marion is taking care of her husband. Lift Brother Claude to you, asking your special touch upon his life, and Miss Marion, and also Joe Mansenko. Joe, if you're listening today, we love you, brother. Want all the best for you. We're asking that God will truly touch your life in many different ways for your health and all. Now, Danny Griffith, I want you to know, too, that you're not stuck in that house forever, son. You get to be back and cheering your pastor up pretty soon, hopefully. This COVID-19 has just about ran its course with us. Now, it may still be around, but it's ran its course. I mean, we're getting tired of it. We're getting tired of not being able to be together. But maybe it's a good wake-up call for us in the United States of America. Maybe if we will look at this and see. You see, I'm looking at empty pews, but now I got pictures. The pictures put a smile on my face. Some of them have bent over, folded over backwards because they sort of melted, wiltered down there. Well, that's okay, though, because a couple that I see sleep a lot of times during the message anyhow. So those pictures are great to your pastor. I love you to death and can't wait to see those smiles directly. As we go to the Lord in prayer this morning, you lift your heart, lift those around you to the Lord for that peace. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to come in your presence. Lord, we lift these to you today, and Father, there are many others. I know there's much hurt going on, Father, much sickness, much pain. Father, I pray that as you touch lives, you will change lives. Give us the heart of peace. Give us the courage to stand strong for your truth. Lead us in your direction, Father. Direct us that we might be about your business. Father, please touch the lives of each of these that I've lifted to you. Support the families, dear Lord God. Watch after them as they travel back and forth ministering to their family members. You're an awesome God, Father. We praise you. Thank you for sending Jesus. Now, in Jesus' name, we lift each of these to you and ask your special blessing. Amen.
Worship our King. Come, let us bow at His feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how His love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things.
Oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You
free every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awaken to life. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things.
You've been faithful in every storm. You'll be faithful forevermore. You have done great things. And I know you will do it again. For your promise is yes and amen. You will do great things. God, you do great things.
Oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You free every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awaken to life. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. Hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, God, unshakable. Hallelujah, you have done great things. Hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, God, unshakable. Hallelujah, God, you have done great things. You've done great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You free every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awaken to life. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. You have done great things. Oh, God, you do great things.
Boy, he has done a lot of great things in your life, hasn't he? Let me tell you something, folks. Though we look at our world today, though we look at our own nation today, and we study such brokenness due to a pandemic, this is not the first time in history that the world has been shaking. Evil is everywhere. Around every corner, hurt, pain, neglect, discouragement, everywhere. Not only have we spent all the money, we spent all of our happiness. We seem to have spent all of our joy. We seem to have spent all of our courage. And so many I've gathered back, and they're in a huddle, and they're standing there shaking in fear, saying, oh, what's going to happen? We need a stimulus plan. We need the money. We need the food. We need the clothing. Yes, we do. But do you know, that I serve a God who says, I know that you need all these things, and I'm willing to take care of you. We need a stimulus plan, but we need God's stimulus plan active within our lives. Again, the foundations of the world have been shaken to the core. Brokenness, hurt, pain, total discouragement, destruction, evil throughout the world. And God's still in control. God looks down and he says, let me remind you. Throughout all history of existence, I am God. When all that you see ceases to exist, I am God. When all the hurt and pain that's going on within your individual lives and your individual families, when that becomes so great that you can't see any hope, I am God. I love. I care. I created you so I could love you and you could love me back. I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. So therefore, I give you an answer. God looks at us and says, you want an answer? I'll give you an answer. Or I'll give you my book. It's called the Holy Bible. And in my book called the Holy Bible is my word for your life, for your family, for your church, for your city, for your state, for your nation, for your world. My word spoke the world into existence. It'll be my word that'll speak it out. I am God. And as God reveals that to us, he reveals something else. Sure, you need to have a stimulus plan in your life. Oh, I had a plan. I followed through with my plan, says God. And my stimulus for you is my spirit. I'm going to send you my spirit. I'm going to indwell you. I'm going to live in you. I'm going to watch over you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to dust you off. I'm going to hug you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to correct you. I'm God. I'm going to bring you through like I always have. God has never let us down. God has never turned his back on us. God is always here. And he always will be. So here's your stimulus plan. Here's God's word. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14. If my people, who are called by my name, that's us, will humble themselves, oh, that's a big one, and pray, oh, that's a big one, and seek my face, getting bigger all the time, isn't it? And turn from their wicked ways. Lord, you really pushing it there. If they will do that, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now that's a stimulus plan. In that plan, It is God saying to you and me, I will if you will. I will if you will. I gave you salvation freely. You've done nothing to earn your salvation. I've given you hope freely. You've done nothing to earn that hope. I love you. You've done nothing to earn that love. But I'm God. And you're the one I love. I will. If you will. You see, God never just says, okay, I'll give you anything that you want. He says, in my name. That means if it's in my will, what I would do with it, then I will give it to you to do that. But no, we've decided that whatever I ask in God's name, He's going to give me. Well, it's got to be in the will of God. God's not going to zap all of your enemies out of existence just because you're tired. All the pain that comes to life. If you did not have this pain, I know I'm battling a cancer inside of me. But it's a wake-up call for me. I get excited. Do you all ever think about something? I'm going to throw this out at you. Do you ever think about praying for your kidneys? Yeah, thank God. Now, stay with me here, folks. Do you ever think about praying for your kidneys? Well, Brother Larry, I don't believe I can remember a prayer that I prayed on my kidney. Well, wait till you're getting ready to lose one. You're going to pray a lot for the other one. You see what I mean? The Lord has a way of bringing to our attention our need for Him. Oh, I know He's in control. And I know that you and I too often take that for granted. When He sent His Holy Spirit to indwell us, He sent His Holy Spirit to live us, lift us, make sure that we take His message to a lost and dying world. He did it for a purpose. I will, God says, if you will. I lift you up. Will you lift your fellow man up? I will see to it you're taken care of. If you will humble yourself, pray, seek my face, turn from your wickedness, then here's what I'm going to do for you. I will hear from heaven. We do not serve a God that is distant. Our God is here. Oh, it really bothers me listening to all of these people when they make these comments of where was God when that tragedy taken care of was hitting us. God hasn't moved. It's called life, people. What you're living is life. And God says life has hit you. And it's hit you hard. I will, if you will. I will direct you through it. I will hear from heaven. John 17, verses 15 and 16. This is Jesus' prayer. My prayer is not that you take them, it's talking about us, not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. Protect them from the evil one while in this world. You are in this world to do a ministry. Jesus didn't pray to take you out of the world so that you wouldn't have to deal with the reality of life. He prayed that God would stay with you. His Father would bless you as you go through life, and to protect you from the evil one. Now, let's think about that one. Protect you from the evil one. Well, now, Lord, sometimes I don't feel so protected because the evil one sure does wreak havoc in my life. He shakes me up. So, Lord, why, sometimes I don't think he's ever going to turn loose. I will protect them from the evil one. Satan can aggravate me, but he can't have me. I'm protected. I have a Holy Spirit protection between me and Satan. It is my human side that keeps messing up. Oh, you know, he's gonna really destroy me this time. He has no authority over you, Christian. And I got news for you. He's only been allowed to be a part of this world and to actually be called the ruler of this world for a very short period. And that period is getting shorter. But you, your life is everlasting. Your life is everlasting with Jesus Christ. And the Lord said, I will hear you from heaven. They are not of this world, Father, even as I am not of it. You know what Jesus just said? You and I are just like him. We're children of God. God loves you as much as he loved Jesus. Huh. Do you not remember that God stood back and watched as his son Jesus was tortured? Well, I've went through nothing like that. You haven't either. God stood back as he heard all of the mocking to go against his beloved son. And God withheld his hand of judgment. You know why? Because of you and me. I have no desire to get in the same world where God's judgment is coming down. That's why God's pulling the church out. That powerful judgment of God. But you see, we're not there yet. No. See, the end has not come yet. The end of time began at the birth of Jesus Christ. And it will end at the second coming of Jesus. When's that going to be? I have no idea. But I want you to know this. I'm ready. You see, my end can come at any time. So can yours. Well, what about the rapture? My rapture coming any time? I think it's pretty neat. I mean, I'm going to be raptured one way or the other. I'm leaving this body. Body's going to be falling down somewhere. Y'all are going to put it in the ground to keep from having to smell it. Because that's what human existence is. It's a bad odor a lot of times. A lot of pain. But I'm leaving that carried by the angels. Woo! Into my heavenly mansion. Jesus went to prepare it for me and for you. Oh, I look at the faces on these cards. See the smiles. Wonder why we always smile when somebody's taking their picture, because they're fussing at you, cheese, smile. And yet, on an everyday basis, we don't see those smiles that often, especially when the hurt comes, the pain is there. God smiles all the time for your life and at your life. Even through the hard times, God smiles because he knows something. You've already won. The battle for life, You have already won if you know Jesus as Lord and Savior. He prayed for you. But he prayed a prayer that as you are living through this life, that God will watch over us. Not take us out because things are hard, times are rough. Deal with it. It's called life. You have children, you have grandchildren, you have friends. Those who are watching, wanting to see someone truly stand for the truth of God. Be that one for their life. Be that one in their life. I'll hear from heaven. Oh, I love this one. I love it. I will forgive their sins. Whew. Now, when God forgives, it's not like man. I forgive you because you messed up today. Won't you mess up tomorrow? Because I might not be in the right mood to forgive. That's not God. God forgave me of my past, present, and future sins. Now, I know for some denominations that's really difficult for you. I'm sorry. It's difficult for you. But that's the Word of God. God doesn't do anything partially. He forgives all the way. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, whew, those big ifs, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us of our sins, and listen to this, and purify us from, it's a big one, all, past, present, future, that's an all. When God says all, that's an everything. When God says all, that's a big all. From all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness. How great thou art, Father. How great thou art, Father. How great thou art, Father. How great thou art.
Oh, Lord my God,
when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy path throughout the universe displayed, and sings my soul.
Amen. Amen. How great God truly is. How great He always has been. And how great He always shall be. I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. And then He says, to stimulate us, I will heal the land. God said, I'm the healer of all. I'll heal their land. But you notice something? We got to get our heart healed. We have to have our spirit healed. We have to have our sins confessed. Father, we've been wrong. We've taken God's name from everything. We have a Congress that wants to take His name from more. Many in government that want to cross out the name God, certainly Jesus. Take Him from the schools. How well are your children learning in schools? Take His name out of the family. What's going on with the families in America? Look at the brokenness. Look at the destruction. Where God is not mentioned, that family, that group, that nation will fall. Can't stand because there's no name greater to ever been known than God. And God sent His Son, Jesus. And Jesus sent His Holy Spirit. And all combined together to indwell us and to heal our land. Bring His name back to America. Bring His name back in the family. Speak His name often. Teach His word continually. Pray without ceasing. God will hear. Matthew 4, verses 16 and 17. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. He said, I'll heal the land. But the land's healing is dependent on the spirit of those indwelling it to be healed. Will we allow the Spirit of Christ to once again take over our individual lives? Will we allow the Word of God to be proclaimed from the holy pulpits of the churches? Will we listen to the truth? For if we do not, then we will die by the power of the wickedness that is throughout our land. The truth has come to set me free. Read that in a book. The love of God is sent within me, to where I do not fear death. You know what I'm more afraid of? Life. The older I get, the more I see that. It's frightful out here in this world. Our grandkids, our kids, our great-grandkids are going to have to deal with the real world. What have we taught them as to how to deal with it? Do we tell them the stories of Jesus? Do they hear the holy word of God? If they don't hear it from the pulpits of America and throughout the world, they won't hear it in the family either. You see, God warns us, when I send the preachers, pay attention, for the day is coming when you'll seek a word from me, but you will not hear it. You will travel throughout the world, but you will not hear the word. We have a short time. It's revival time, America. It's revival time, Vine Grove Baptist Church. If you won't come to church when you have the freedom to do so, tell me how it feels now that the government says you can't come. Young people, you want to see a little bit about socialism? You're getting a picture of it right now. A lot of no in socialism. Do you know about Christianity? Yes, I love you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will lift you up. Yes, I'll pull you out of the ditch again. Yes, I'll always be there with you. I'll stick with the yes of Jesus and live by the blood of the Lamb. Because when I do that, I know it doesn't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we lift our heart to you, Lord. We lift our congregation. We lift a hurting nation. We lift a crushing world. Father, I pray for you to intervene. And Father, as you touch the hearts of your children, that you use us in that intervention. Give us the holy boldness to stand strong, but to stand in your power, not in our own. Thank you, Father, for your stimulus plan. I praise you, Father, for the love and the strength that only you can give. Heal our land, Father. Heal our hearts, Father. Heal our families, Father. Heal our churches, Lord. Bring us back together and help us to appreciate more the unity of your body on planet Earth. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, throughout this week, plead the blood. Pray. Wash your hands. God loves you. You have a blessed week.